given to Solomon, if you just put it aside for a single moment, you are not Solomon anymore. Even Satan having it will become Solomon. It's about love. And love is a gift of God. One single moment shouldn't be in your life. You don't notice that, you forget about it. Forgetting about love? Then you are not a human being. You have to be careful about that ring. Is it? Oh, that ring. That ring is not important. The stone is important upon it, which is the signature of love. It's God given. Do you remember the goldsmith we talked about? There was that goldsmith, remember? Everything about goldsmith is not negative, because something that goldsmith knows is the key in here, is chain. What is chain? Have you ever felt the chain? Do you remember the chain? Because you are just a ring in a chain. This is not a story. This is not mystical stuff. We are a ring in the chain of humanity. Humanity is a change. Humanity is not me, it's not you. It is a chain. Do you remember I talked about the conscious? How did consciousness arrive to me and you? Just like a chain, from ring to ring to ring. That's what we are here. We have in hand the outcome of 1,000 years of different human beings in different environments, trying different stuff and learning. We have it all in here, haven't we? Any of you discovered the fire or the wheel? It's all over there. Why? Is it for me? Of course not. I'm another ring in this chain. We'll pass it. So believe in something which is not in me, is outside. The goldsmith knows that. How? Okay. Pay attention to that, Rumi. You know what? One of the things that you're supposed to do is once in a while sit down and think about what they say and say that maybe he's on a drug or something. Maybe he's crazy. Let's look at it again and see this logic. Because the logic should be in you, not what I talk. And the logic here, look at it carefully. He talked about that ring, which is doing everything. Then he said, it tells of the thought of the goldsmith in a chain. Every ring in another one. Every ring is depending on the other one, right? Then what is the next one? Next verse. There is a voice in this universe. The voice of the Creator, right? And this voice sometimes is visible, sometimes is not. But it's always there. Who is that real wise man, the master, that we are praying that his voice will be always in our hearts? Who is it? There is one. What are we talking about? We are talking about another kind of chain that we know that in the historic time there is this master who comes out and say, wait a minute, it's not about you being here, it's about you being sent here to take care of something which is
love. Male, Mitra. Mithraism is one of the oldest religions on the earth. You find the temples of Mithraism from China to Ireland. Underneath all big churches in Europe, there is a Mithraistic temple, which is worshipping the sun and the water. The mother of this prophet is a lake, Anahita, and the prophet comes out of lake as light will rise up and will lift everything. You see, this is something that was created somewhere we don't know, and we know you still find the residue of Mithraism in all religions on the earth. You will find the trace of it. Once upon a time there was a Buddha. Even now, Mahabharata is speaking to us. Look at it. So we are like a mountain who will echo this. This is how this voice is around. And we are not equal. Some of us will repeat what we hear. Some of us will increase it, will double it, will fold it even 100 times. And all of that is because this is planned here. And the information, that knowledge, that wisdom is being leaked in us to be handed over and improved. Listen carefully as if he's saying all of this. Please go to wheresoever he is. 1320. Top of the page. Yes.
Wherever he is the sage, the master. May his voice not forsake this mountain.
So let's forget about whoever he is, but we believe there is a master who brought this message to us, right? Okay, now?
There is a mountain that doubles the voice. There is a mountain that makes it 100-fold. At that voice and speech, the mountain gushes forth hundreds of thousands of springs of clear water. Inasmuch as that grace emanates from the mountain, the waters in the springs become blood.
He compared two different stuff. First, he said, okay, you see that message which echoes in the different mountains? Will make a lot of new sources of knowledge which will sprang from the mountain coming down. This is like the other one. Do you remember? Suddenly Sinai Mountain became enlightened. Do you remember Moses said, I want to see you, and said, you cannot. And said, oh no, I want to say, okay, step aside, I will show myself to the mountain. And Rumi say, oh, what a lucky mountain. And in story, they will say, mountain exploded. They will say, oh, mountain started to dance and become enchanted. They will say, all of that because of that saying. He's talking to us. Remember what is he saying? Come back to me. Yes. The real love message is calling us back. And all of this because of that calling, his voice. Yes.
It was on account of that monarch of auspicious gait that Mount Sinai was rubies from end to end. The parts of the mountain received life and intelligence. After all, are we inferior to stone, O people? Neither is there gushing from the soul a single spring, nor is the body becoming one of those clad in green. Neither is there in it the echo of the cry of longing, nor the purity of the draught of the cupbearer. Where is zeal that they should entirely dig up such a mountain as this with an axe and with pick? Maybe a moon will shine upon its particles. Maybe the radiance of the moon will find a way into it. Inasmuch as the resurrection shall dig up the mountains, how shall it cast the shadow over us?
Okay, that word is going to be repeated, so let's reflect upon it. Resurrection. What does that mean, resurrection?
Come back to life.
You're not supposed to cheat. 6-year-old boy is here. Resurrection, there is no life in it. There is an erection, standing up. That's Qiyamat. And Qiyamat is clearly standing up. So it's both. That idea and now standing up, being accountable. That's what it is, Qiyamat. So he repeats that Qiyamat and he will play with the word and say, this standing up and being accountable and that standing up and being accountable are the same. So listen carefully. Yes?
How is this resurrection inferior to that resurrection? That resurrection is the wound, and this resurrection is as the plaster.
You see, there are two resurrections, two standing up. One is that resurrection they talk about. The other one, I mean, you standing up, improving yourself. That one is the end of the story and will be punished. This one is lovely because we get better and we receive something in it. So that one is like a wound. This one is like the good ointment to try to cure it, to Maram, choose your Maram English. Like an ointment, but there is a better word I think for it. Anyhow, so he will compare two kinds of standing up. Yeah, a dressing on the wound. Yes?
Everyone that has seen this plaster is safe from the wound. Every evil one that has seen this good is a well-doer. Oh, happy is the ugly one to whom the beauteous one has become a companion. Alas, for one of rosy countenance with whom autumn has consorted.
Now, we're talking about what? We're talking about us, all of us, we, being in a chain. There is this chain. It has started so many years ago. Everybody handed the consciousness to another one. It's our turn now to pass it through. This is what it is, right? Then he stopped and he said, oh, this needs standing up, being responsible, accepting the responsibility. One is for that long-term outcome. Okay, that's the wound. The other one is now to improve yourself. Let's say it differently. We are we, means I plus I plus I, it's we. So we are connected like this. And we are influenced by these connections. We are the ring in a chain. Therefore, the rings here and there are very important and are influencing me. So I have to be careful that whom I'm attaching myself